Kinney County since I've been alive, for in the history of at least our hotels, and I know some businesses are up. I realize that. But,
so some are up, and they're saying, because I checked with the State Tax Commission, and they said that we're not supposed to appraise according to economy stuff. And a lot of these people, they got COVID money that went in that helped out to pay their
taxes.
That's not
your business whether they got
COVID
money. It
isn't my business, and I didn't count that. On everybody, I did a income and expense valuation, because we started doing that now. And they all had the same thing applied, and COVID was not included in there. I didn't include it or take things out. They left all that out.
Well, I hear you. It is a flyer year. I mean, it is a flyer year. And it's my understanding that if some of these were coming in and saying, hey, I had a really bad year last year and it was 1 year and we'd like to lower it according to that particular year. So, cause 2020 had a bad year. We're wanting to see our taxes lowered because of 41% decrease.
Well, I did that though. On the ones that gave me their income and expense sheets, I counted 2020 and we counted those numbers in. It's all there. He
but
just didn't have anything.
The issue is, I mean, you encompass at least two of the issues here. But the issue is there was a significant jump in, I mean, especially our commercial businesses, which the commercial businesses did not see, the valuation of the structures did not see the same jump that the residential real estate saw.
We didn't really assess anything but the hotel motels, and that was a large hotel motel owner specifically requested. I would have never even gotten to this. I was concentrating on the nightly rentals. That's where our commercial value came from. We didn't go out and change people's commercial values. And the residential was the state mandated index. And so when you're saying huge amounts, that was all nightly rental.
What is our closed book assessment? So I know last year's was $1.1 billion on total assessed value for Kinney County. What did it close out at? Do we know?
I ran it last night, but I forgot. I've been doing all this other stuff. I'm sorry.
If we could get...
I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen it yet? If I could get that sometime today, that'd be good to know.
Yeah, I share that with the schools every month.
So, and don't hear me wrong, Susan, I realize you got a tough job on the best of days. It's just that, you know, on the commercial side, and this is one hotel of many, I mean, David, what's your thoughts? You've given this some bandwidth.
Well, the assessor has the right to assess. I mean, as a matter of fact, the statute says she shall assess every year. I mean, that's not, I'm still trying to get the answer about our decision in holding, though. That's what I'm trying to figure out. But more of my concern right now would be, from the hotel standpoint, is everybody being treated exactly the same at this point? That's more of my concern. Because and it may just be, I mean, in the past, it's been a question of manpower and time.
Right.
Okay, and that may be a very big concern. And I don't, it doesn't mean, I mean, everybody sitting at this table has had their taxes go up, and probably everybody in this room has because
right.
They're sitting here.
Because
everybody in the county has. So it's a bad year for it to happen. But unfortunately, I'm not sure that we can support our basis because it's a bad year that it happened. Just if they appeal it or however it goes. But I do think that we want to follow our duty. But I don't think, you know, if you've got income approach on some of these, a lot of these properties would probably go down because of last year, I would assume, because of the horrible year we had if you did an income approach valuation.
Right. Oh, I did. Like I said, I moved people down to match whatever happened. And so
he doesn't have income.
He doesn't have anything. And so it doesn't hurt my feelings if you make a decision. But like I said, what we did was we used Honeycutt, and we reassessed him exactly like we did everybody else. And it is what it is. Okay. Using our basis, because Kenny is our appraiser, Andy's our appraiser. They all went out and did all the motels.
Right.
At the request, like I said, of a motel owner.
All the motels.
Five or six.
All this year.
Or
last year. Okay.
Well, you know, I'm just your assessor since September.
Right.
But we didn't start this until, I want to say, right around February. Because again, this person was very insistent. He was insistent on what he wanted it to come down by. And I couldn't do it. I had to make sure it's fair for everybody. And when you're saying the taxes went up, we don't know that yet. The valuations went up. Your taxing entities, they set the levy. You realize that?
I do.
They're supposed to roll back. And so supposedly at least all of us with our houses, we shouldn't be paying more this year than we did last, because they're supposed to roll it back.
That's true. The Hancock Amendment does require them to roll back. So even after the assessment here, then the Hancock Amendment's going to make those other taxes roll back.
Right. And so, you know, I'm not picking on you, and I understand. I would be standing there screaming right now myself. But we sent the guys out to redo it all over from scratch. They were out there with... And you probably saw them out there, didn't you?
Yeah,
and they were out there measuring and everything to check it. And like I said, we found out we'd missed an elevator. They put that in. So it is what it is. And so what you guys decide, it's up to you. But now you've got a level playing field. We're all just using the same book.
Right. But had he had income figures like a lot of the people that came in, his value is probably going to be less.
Right.
He just doesn't have them right.
Some of them went up,
well,
like you said, but some went down. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
But assuming you'll have income figures next year. Right.
Of course.
Next
I could probably ask the previous owner to give me their income information. I could bring it. That's not a problem. But where do we stand? Does everybody's going to have to bring all that information? Is that a public information?
Yeah, I take issue with the fact of our government requiring them to bring in financial statements just to get it lowered. It should be, frankly, and I realize you might have the power to do that, but that is something newer that's happening, and it just doesn't make sense for things to have that significant of a jump. And to require the income approach for you to bring in your financials to try to find a way to lower it, I just don't think that our business owners who hoof it every day to try to keep people in the door and people coming in the door, people keep working, should have to bring that in so they can lower their taxes, of which they're already paying, especially the commercial businesses are paying a 31%, some just mind-boggling figures.
32%.
Okay, 32%.
Right, and I agree with you there, but like I said, this is what the State Tax Commission has told us that we have in our assessment deal. There's three kinds, just like when you get an appraisal. You have cost approach, you have income approach, and you have comparison. And so Taney County has always used cost because no one was able to do the income value. And it's hard. And I, like I said, I would have never even gotten to this except someone insisted very adamantly. He's going to be here at a BOE, I'm sure. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm sure he's coming. But he insisted on this. And so I actually went and took the 32-hour class in February. I passed it, flying colors, after the aneurysm. And I've been trying to apply it. And so that's how they do it in Christian County, Greene County. They take the numbers based on all three approaches, just like an appraiser. And then they kind of work with that to see how it works. So, again, I'm your new assessor, and I'm just trying to clean up what we've got.
And I think, Jeff, too, that the income approach can often help somebody. I mean, I think it would help you in this situation
that
you had the information. So I'm not saying, one of my comments are not saying that I'm opposed to potentially putting them back. I'm saying that
there's information that's going to be on the street.
If they're able to work with other companies right now, especially with the pandemic, who have had income problems in the last year, and that has helped lower their value, and he hasn't had that opportunity because he just got this, I don't have a problem potentially doing our duty to put him back. But I think that I guess my two cents on the income approach is, I think that is something that is universally done. We just haven't done it in Tate County because we haven't had anybody to do it, and we haven't had the manpower.
Well, I definitely can see the value in certain instances. I just don't think that ought to be the particular, and it's not my call to whether you do it or whether you don't do it. But I've
been told, Wesley, didn't some motel owners back out now of BOE because we did their income?
I've had a few cancellations, but I can tell you that.
So some did cancel.
I did have people cancel. I do not know if their properties were commercial or residential or anything like that. I just went in there and got them canceled by their BOE number.
Because okay. So. We've been trying to work with it. We just didn't have the time.
Greg, what's your thoughts?
Well, I always feel like we want to have consistency in the group up here. And, you know, we agreed to lower it to 950 last year. And that was before we knew COVID was going to come, okay? Or was that during COVID?
It was during COVID.
During COVID? Okay. And I know Mike, he bought that property in February, and then COVID hit in March. And I know he probably struggled more than a lot of people.
March 16th, I bought it. March 21st, we closed it down.
Yeah.
We did not open until the July 10th. June 10th, sorry.
So you're asking for the valuation to be changed back to what it was, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. I make a motion to change Mike's valuation on this property back to what it was in 2020. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you for coming in, Mike.
Appreciate it.
Good for you. You want your stuff back here?
Thank you, guys.
Sure.
Mike, I hope we don't have to see you again next year.
I hope so, too. And I'm keeping on my promise, no waitings.
It's not a reassessment year.
It's not a reassessment.
No.
I remember seeing it last year.
Sheila?
Yes, sir.
And maybe Mike, can you speak to this? BOE, and you and both of you, well, Mike, you've served on the BOE in the past when the commissioners were, and you're in your eighth year, right? Commissioner?
Next year, okay.
So maybe you guys can speak to this. The help us understand what the ruling is whenever the BOE rules on a particular property. How long does that stand for if there's no particular change in that particular property?
Until the next assessment year. It cannot be changed next year unless there's some new development add on.
Okay, so it's good for a 2 year. So like last year, if this is an assessment year, can a property only be assessed every 2 years, even if it's an assessment year? Or is it like the car tags that I got?
I'll get her answer.
Pardon? Every odd year is the assessment year. So if I have a BOE ruling last year in 2020 and 2021, that can be put back the exact same to where it was? Or that can be changed?
Not for 2022.
Right. I'm saying in 2020, the BOEs that we did last year, because this isn't the only one that we have one coming back on, is 2021 right now. Are you aware of that?
Still unusual, but I will check. I'll get an answer.
I'm going to get an answer from the tax commissioner.
Right now. There's a meeting right now, but I'll get an answer for you.
Okay, because it's my understanding, and again, I know, I realize you're new. I mean, I'm not trying to direct stuff your direction.
No, I'm not getting my feelings. I'm learning.
So, but it's my understanding that that has some kind of carry through for a long period of time because, we took a lot of time on last year.
Right.
That is coming up again this year. That it's like, why is this coming up again this year? And But we'll...
Sure.